Burgers are one of the most popular foods in America. You've probably eaten one recently, and you're definitely craving one now that we're talking about it. Make this summer one to remember with Good Ranchers. Right now, listeners will get free Wagyu burgers for a year. If you haven't had their American Wagyu burgers, I was just telling people here in the office, you're definitely missing out. My mouth is watering just thinking about it. Simply go to GoodRanchers.com and subscribe to any of their custom curated boxes filled with 100% American beef, chicken, pork, or wild caught seafood. Use code DAILYWIRE at checkout to claim your free American Wagyu burgers for a year. Not only is this a $400 value, but you'll also get a free bacon butter gift that's the perfect bacon topping for any burger. And in case you needed any other reason to support Good Ranchers, they support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Every order you make saves American farms and directly supports American veterans. Change the way you buy your meat today. Go to GoodRanchers.com and use code DAILYWIRE to claim your free burgers for a year and support veterans this Memorial Day season. That's GoodRanchers.com. Use code DAILYWIRE. Good Ranchers, American meat delivered.
I am joined today for the full show by vicious bigot, awful monster Owen Benjamin, a man so terrible that he suggested that we shouldn't shoot little toddlers full of hormones and try to change their biological gender. We will talk about that and more. I'm Michael Knowles, and this is The Michael Knowles Show. Here you are, Owen.
I put the big and bigot.
I feel like a little child sitting next to you. I feel like a little tiny baby.
Do I make you feel safe?
You make me. This is my safe space.
I love it.
We're
man.
Now here. I didn't realize, because I watch your videos all the time, I didn't realize that you were a giant man.
I'm a giant person.
You were a giant person.
Yeah, I flew here north of the wall from Game of Thrones. I'm a wildling. I breastfed too long.
Is that why everyone is so afraid of you? Is that why the lefties are so afraid? They have to censor you, get you off of Twitter, and destroy your career?
It's because I got approved by too many of them, so now they feel weird about it.
I actually had forgotten this. For anybody who doesn't know, you made this outrageous point where you suggested we shouldn't shoot up little toddlers full of hormones to change their biological sex.
Right.
And so, naturally for that, you lost gigs and your agent, your manager.
Exactly.
Right, and that makes sense.
And it was literally from that exclusively. Like, I've been with the same manager and agent for 12 years, but it's all good. It's been a blessing in disguise, to be honest with you, because it allowed me to not have to be shamed into being a worse person. Because I feel like the left kind of does that, where it's almost like, To get social approval, you have to pretend to be like a worse human being.
Right. On set, in theaters, you have to toe the line. You've got, before all this happened, you kind of blew up on the internet for having the temerity to say that, you've been in movies, you've been in TV shows, you've been in serious Hollywood.
Yeah.
What, is there any path to success for a conservative in Hollywood? Other than keeping your mouth shut? Or do you have to break free and become this internet sensation like you?
At one point, you could. But I think now the government has expanded to a point where it's a joke. Like, now the NFL has been politicized. And it's like, right. There's a great quote, I don't know who said it, but you can ignore politics, but politics won't ignore you. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened to me. Like, I'm not even this, I never wanted to be this like edgy comic. I just had to fight these battles. I just want to talk about how men and women are different, which now is, of course, hate speech.
Right. This is the big issue. I'll see it. I'll go to college campuses. I'll say, what's the big issue for you? Is it abortion or gay marriage, blah, blah, blah? What? No. It is this trans moment, this transgender thing, which affects approximately 7 people on planet Earth, and that men and women are different.
Right.
Why is that the issue?
I think trans fats are a bigger issue.
It affects my life a lot
joke.
More, yeah.
Well, what happens is people set in motion these crazy ideas, and if they don't commit to it, it all falls apart. And the trans thing is one of those things that's happening. And I know a few transsexuals, and most of them are libertarians.
Right.
Like, most of them are the don't tread on me people, where it's like, listen, I'm going to do some weird stuff to my own body. Just don't say anything, and let's just keep going with our lives.
Move on, right.
Yeah, like the LGBT thing, it's based on no discrimination, which is a terrifying precedent. Like, I discriminate. I only sleep with my wife. That's called discrimination. I don't eat batteries. I eat bananas. That's discriminating against batteries. So it starts off, it just, the letters keep getting crazier to the point where now they're trying to normalize pedophilia. Yeah. And the L's, they should have just knitted sweaters and drove Subarus and forgot about this whole thing.
That is so true.
It's so
true. Every point you just made, but especially the discrimination, like it, words discriminate, right? When I say one thing, when I have an opinion, I'm discriminating against other things.
Exactly.
That now, and the left discriminates all the time, and they literally discriminate. They kick us off Twitter. They kick us off YouTube.
I'm banned permanently from Twitter.
You're actually off of Twitter forever.
Apparently I'm worse than ISIS and Farrakhan.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Yeah, but I knew that the minute
it's
I met you.
It's hilarious, man.
Yeah.
That's why it's almost like it's a compliment when the left is like, you're bad. It's almost like it's an inverse. It's like, oh, I'm good.
It's that point where it's this lie that they've constructed.
Exactly.
So they've, you know, this whole thing that like little toddlers can choose their sex and we should shoot them full of hormones because you can magically go from one to the other. And I think they know it's a lie.
They know it's a lie.
So they're just like, you can't, don't you, we all have to, we all agree, right? You know, is it just that? They're so aware that this thing is about to crack.
Yes. Because they can't go back because then everything falls apart and their whole culture is based on social approval.
Mm.
You know, I think a lot of conservatives and people more on the right, I like to follow that I might be wrong, but I'm not lying. Mm. And this is what I see in more conservatives and libertarians in the world is if you give them information that disproves their point, they get excited. They're like, thank you. I almost wanted to battle with a dull sword.
Yeah, right.
You know,
that's
but
right.
A leftist, if you give them information like anything from Thomas Sowell's books, if you look at the black family before and after the welfare state, they just say, you're bad.
Got decimated. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And there's so many issues like that. Like, look at London now has a higher murder rate than New York City, and they're trying to ban knives.
It's about time to give our guns to Hitler. If you haven't, we have to play a little clip of this. This is one of the great videos on YouTube. It's time to give our guns
to Hitler. Yeah, shout out to the Unbearables because they did a lot of these videos. It's not just me who writes these.
2016 brought the election of Donald J. Trump. Atheist spinster J.K. Rowling prayed that life could be like a computer and we could restart 2016. Sad little person and actor Ben Stiller compared him to a James Bond villain. Schizophrenic warlock Ashley Judd compared him to Adolf Hitler. And millions of people living at home in their late 20s took to the streets. Never before had a nation reacted so viciously against an elected president. Even mustached charlatan Vincente Fox compared him to Adolf Hitler. Mostly false CNN reported story after story about our new Hitlerian government. Confirmed sexual predator Louis C.K. finished masturbating in front of a stranger, and then confirmed to Daily News that Trump is, in fact, Adolf Hitler. Insatiable sodomite, heir to the Vanderbilt fortune and possible CIA operative, news reporter Anderson Cooper reported how truly lonely and angry the White House has become.
It's time.
Rape apologist and alleged murderer Hillary Clinton begged us to think of our children and submit our constitutional rights.
We've had them long enough.
It's time we give our guns to Hitler.
It's time. It's time to give our guns to Hitler.
It's time. It's the cognitive dissonance that bothers me.
When you do that, though, when you say, this is the logic, Donald Trump is literally Hitler, therefore we need to surrender all of our weapons to him. Any rational person can see that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
And yet, nevertheless, she persisted. They keep going on and insisting on it. Well, how is that?
They're insane. And here's the thing, is I used to, like a lot of my friends think that you're going to teach them with logic where it's like, but don't you see now that if you think Twitter's a private company, it can discriminate because it's private.
Yeah.
What about the gay cakes? You know, and they're like, well, no, that's different. And you're like, oh, you just, like, it's almost like if you're playing basketball and someone pulls out a gun. It's like, that's not part of the rules. They're like, rules are oppression. And you're like, oh, you're just, like, not a guy I want to hang with.
If they did not have double standards, they would have no standards at all. It is this total hypocrisy.
Yeah.
That in your career now, so you lose your agent, you lose your manager.
Yeah.
Fortunately, you don't have to live in L.A. You live in, I believe, the middle of nowhere.
It's somewhere to me, but go on.
It's upstate New York.
Yeah, the Adirondack Mountains.
Are you happy that happened?
Yeah, I'm just happy because I don't regret because I'm not manipulating. So whatever happens is is happening. You know, like every decision I've made has been for my family, myself, my ethics. And so at this point, whatever comes, comes, because I wouldn't want to be one of these people that it's almost like that Commodus's sister in Gladiator. Like if you kiss the ring and you're not into it, you're now just in this golden prison.
Right.
And you see so many of these people, like Jimmy Kimmel is hilarious. And you watch him just PETA from the Hunger Games. You know, he cried when a lion got killed by a lion hunter. This is a guy that used to do hard jokes, you know? And I'm like, I look at
him.
This
is the guy on The Man Show. This was a pretty tough comedian. And now he cries.
He cries all the time.
It's all he does.
And if you're a man, men can cry, like after you kill your first man.
Right, yeah. The most dangerous game. Yeah,
absolutely. You know, you can cry. When you gut your enemy, you're allowed to have one tear. But it can't roll down too fast. It's got to hang there for a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. That's
after
a good
point. You build your first house and make your own person, then you can have one little tear. But not you can't cry about the free market.
That's true. And the tears, they always have to be kind of wistful. You know, like that stoic wist. Not these like, the lion was killed.
By
a lion hunter.
That vicious monster was killed by a dentist. I think that was more about hating Dennis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a dentophobe, an anti-dentite.
He is an anti-dentite. And dentists are important.
That's true, yeah.
You know, they have the highest suicide rate of any job. That's true.
Is that right? Dentist, I'm going to look that up.
No, that's really true.
I guess it sort of makes sense. It's an unpleasant profession. No one wants to see you.
No one wants to see it. Mm-hmm. Imagine that. Like, every time someone sees you, they're like, great, this guy's about to drill into my mouth. He's like, I'm trying to make you live longer. And it's like,
It could cause heart disease if you don't. How does that? That doesn't.
Yeah, they're
make
like,
any sense.
I'd rather die than have you in my mouth. And he's like, okay, I'm just gonna stick this in. And then they just they get so sad.
This brings me directly to my next point.
Okay,
how's that for a segue?
I question if that's true, but I love your commitment.
I have this thought that conservatives are the only people having fun right now.
100%.
They're the only people having fun, and the left is, they can't laugh at anything. I think that's why Jimmy Kimmel has to cry every night. I think they actually cannot laugh.
Well, that's the devil's deal. You know, you get the Corvette, you don't get gas in it. That's always how it is. And that's real. That's as real as anything. Like, you will get the fame and the money if you, you know, take that devil's deal and take a knee, but you will not be able to enjoy it. It becomes dust. And that's real. You watch it in these people. And classical liberals can still have a good time. But leftists, they can't feel joy. All they can feel is just the soy that they're just chomping on.
Those little soy boys.
Yeah, they're like eating all this tofurkey, pretending it tastes like turkey. And that those big blades in the farmland aren't cutting off rabbits' heads.
It isn't. Yeah. Is the issue maybe they're like... they're suffering from kind of a lack of natural masculinity, so they can't. It's not aggressive enough.
I mean, they're eating a lot of soy.
They're just eating a lot. That's really
well. If you don't believe in anything, you just are adrift. And the hedonic treadmill leads nowhere. It's like we were talking about before. You can, when you get rich, you have the same nightmares. You just wake up on sheets with a higher thread count. And your bare buns get pretty used to those pretty fast.
That's true. You're talking about Boll & Branch sheets.
Of course I'm talking about Boll & Branch.
They are.
Shapiro sold me.
He did it.
Yeah, Boll & Branch is legit.
He does. He's really good at that. He just sells all those.
Because he personalizes all of his ads.
Mm.
And that's the key.
That's true.
You know, my problem with ads in the past, I'm like, buy this. Shapiro's like, listen, I have, you know, I have investments. Gold. And you're like, oh, I have investments. Yeah. Gold. Yeah. Versus just gold. You know, and you're like,
buy my gold.
Yeah,
buy
it's kind of cool. Yeah. It's enunciated well. Dude's legit. I like Shapiro.
I just want to make sure we have enough time before we get to the next movement watches.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
That's very subtle. We do it very subtly.
No, that was perfect. And these are great. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Leftist tears tumbler.
Yeah, like as soon as we're done, I'm going to cross it out and put louder with Crowder on it.
We use those are ashtrays. They're really good ashtrays.
That's really funny.
Do you... You talk about men and women a lot.
I do.
And this is the issue. It occurs to me that men who are men, that's good. And women who are women, that's good. And men who behave like women are the worst.
Yes.
And women who behave like men are the second worst.
Yes.
What is so offensive about that observation? And why is it so funny now? Like, why is it on the internet, that blows up. That's all anybody wants to hear about. But in Hollywood, if you make that claim, you're dead to them. Why is that the distinction?
Well, this whole selling women that being a woman is abortion and working. It's so obviously false that it's like empowerment comes from aborting your kid and hitting that cubicle as hard as you can, Diane. What? You know, and my family is so oddly impervious to these attacks because my wife is half Mexican with a master's in engineering and a stay-at-home mom by choice. So it's kind of like it's like racist. Oh, well, you know, tied to the oven. Oh. And then you'll see Amy being like, no, I love my husband. I support how hard he works. I love that I can be home with my kid. And men like to accomplish tasks.
Yeah.
We're linear, yeah, you know? Right. And women are really good. And that's one reason why I think we're seeing a lot of the nonsense now is the way society is becoming is how women are with, like, toddlers, which is great for toddlers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. It's no one's fault. Keep everyone safe. Stay away from the safe space, away from the sockets. But that's not society. You can't structure healthcare around that. You know, I think men are capitalist, women are communist by nature.
Mm.
Hear me out. Okay.
All right. All
so right, when you're out and you're seeing like women in a group, the one having the worst time sets the tone. You know, there's five girls having fun. One girl's like, Brian's here with a new girl. We got to get out of here. And all the girls are like, let's, you know, a unicorn picks him up and they're like, we're going because she's sad. Men, if it's like, I'm having a bad time, it's like, get out of here, Todd, you're a buzzkill.
Yeah.
But then the opposite is true, where men support greatness, where it's like, man, I love the way he talks. Put a camera in front of him. He's the fastest, make him captain. Women are like, she's the prettiest, tell everybody she has herpes. The tallest nail gets hammered down, my friend. It's about gathering versus hunting.
You're right, that is true, yeah. And I forgot about the connection between herpes and communism. We'll explore that in another episode.
Well, it's a little sexist to not call it his piece. See, yeah, well, these are the kind of jokes that make me put the big in bigot.
The big in bigot. That should be your new tagline.
That's hilarious.
So you're in town, you're doing shows.
Yeah.
So you still work.
Oh, yeah. More now than ever.
More now than ever. You're more popular now than ever. And it's because you rejected Hollywood.
Yeah, and I've always been funny. I just didn't put any work into promoting myself because I always just had development deals.
Right.
You know, it'd just be like, oh, Warner Brothers just gave me a check so I can just hang out for another year. And now I'm like, I see my family and I know that I don't have, Big Daddy Universal Studios.
Right.
So I have to be like, all right, let's do some shows. Let's live stream in the mornings. Let's rent out my own theaters. You know, it was before I could just, you know, human ingenuity comes from being lazy.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, that's it. We just didn't want to walk. So we invented the engine. So with me, it's like, oh, you're not going to get money anymore. It's like, well, I guess I'm painted in a corner. I guess I have to take down leftism.
I have to do something.
It's like
Rome became
an empire defensively. Mm. They're like, stop attacking us or we'll just take more of your land. And they just kept expanding. That's how I feel about the leftists. All I wanted to do is men and women are different jokes. And they're like, that's sexist. And I'm like, all right, let me read some Thomas Sowell and take you all down.
This happened to a number of comedians, right? Adam Carolla never said, I'm a conservative. Norm Macdonald says, I'm not a conservative. And they get lumped in because they'll say like men and women are different. They'll say very basic facts about the world. Do you see, when you talk to comedians, when you talk to other performers who maybe are not out of the closet as a couple of fine looking guys like you and me are, what is their take on Hollywood? How quiet do they have to be on set? Is it kind of an open secret? What's their relationship to Hollywood?
Well,
how many of them are there?
Well, the ones that are deep in Hollywood without their own careers don't really talk to me anymore. Because it's almost like cult behavior where the way cults operate, which is what Hollywood is becoming, is if you go to the outside world and come back in, they almost see you as an invading species because they know with new information, everyone will leave your cult. And their ratings are tumbling. I'm out selling these people on the road now, people with TV shows, and it's just no one leaves happy. Like, you go to some of these shows, and you just have this comedian just talking down to you for an hour, and then you just leave, like, bummed out.
Just lecturing you?
Oh, yeah.
They're doing really important comedy. They're doing really socially important. It's so important. It's like, wow.
And they call me, like, this crazy, like, right-wing radical, and I'm like, why? Because I give props to my mom? Like, this is, like, that's why it doesn't affect me at all anymore. Like, yeah. The thing that got me kicked off Twitter was, you know, I'm not going to say exactly the words, even though you could say it on CBS, but I was basically saying David Hogg, the fact he hasn't matured, he can't tell grown men what guns we're allowed to own,
right.
Which is a very valid point. And all these leftists just attacked me, like, unfairly, but I was laughing. Because
right.
It's almost like dog whistling to logical people.
Mm.
Like, the more they're retweeting me and people being like, oh, this Ellen Benjamin fella's pretty funny. And they're like, look at this. And then
like,
more people
no,
just keep
terrible.
Coming to me because so many people are suffocating out there. It's this quiet desperation of leftism in academia, with HR and corporate America.
Yeah.
And they're just dying to, like, have somebody just at least say that there are four lights.
I think it's why Trump got elected. I think
100%
this is the
reason. Cultural battle.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because people they feel so suffocated by
this tyranny
of political correctness and leftism. They think, that guy just said that men and women are different. He gets my vote for that.
Yeah, exactly. The fact that he just goes, what was that line that did it? The line that did it was when he said, only Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, oh, it was amazing. You've said terrible things. You've called women pigs and fat.
Because I called Rosie O'Donnell that. Because that was a double-tiered joke because people were like, and Rosie is. And also, he stood up against that constant male shame that we don't deserve.
Right.
Like, I do a whole bit about how I have no white pride or white shame. The only pride I have is being tall because I had to breastfeed for 30 years. You know,
your mother's a saint. She really stuck it out.
You know, I'm still hitting her up, but she's over it. She's 76. She's tired.
Let's give her a rest.
No, but the whole thing is the lack of white shame makes people call you a bigot.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing special about being white, but there's also nothing that evokes shame in me.
Right.
Because I have a 2-year-old who's white and he's never owned a slave. So
really?
Yeah.
Well, that's very progressive
it
of
is.
Him.
No, I run a pretty tight ship in my house.
That's admirable. You're a good father.
So I look at him because I don't know what I deserve in life, really. Mm-hmm. But the innocence of a child, I'm like, if anyone starts telling him that he has to burden that horror,
right,
I will be very angry. And that's why I own guns.
And gold. Birch gold.
Birch gold. Getting more into silver, though, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you got to go real. I was all into Bitcoin.
Yeah.
So this is pretty much.
How are you feeling about Bitcoin?
Not great.
Not great. It's still
great.
Up.
I guess it's better than some alternatives. You know,
it's gold if you have a 180 IQ. You know, it's like that's the pitch. If you're crazy smart, this is gold.
If you're crazy smart and crazy, then do you think
if you know what fiat means, not the car, the currency, you may like this. Thing that's no one understands really.
Do you think on because you pointed out that Trump was making a joke. He made another joke. He said he was talking about anchor babies. He said something about anchor babies, and some media guy, some reporter says, "Don't you know that's offensive?" He said, "What should I say?" The guy goes, "Oh, you know, future Americans dreaming, whatever." Trump's looking at him. He goes, "I think I'm going to stick with anchor babies."
That's genius.
And it was clearly he set it up. As a comedian, you're looking at Donald Trump. Is he a trained comedian? Does he know the jokes that he's making?
Absolutely.
He does.
Well, and to watch people not get the joke is a lot like what's happening in my career, where when he said I could shoot someone and not lose a supporter, he wasn't saying that they're cool with murder. He's saying no one in New York likes him.
Yeah, right.
You know,
right.
They're all these liberals. He's like, I could take one of them out. They're not going to vote for me. And everyone's like, he could commit murder and everyone's okay with it. And normal people are like, you know, that made me stop making fun of Trump because he was getting hit so hard.
Yeah.
Because for me, it wasn't about picking a side. It was not being a hack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
You know what I'm like? Why is no one, everyone's making fun of Christianity, but not Islam? Come on, guys. He's on a flying horse.
Yeah, that's right.
You know? And so the logical approach, when you just see these underserved markets and ideas, you're like, wait a minute. So we're making fun of Donald Trump. We get it. It's crazy hair, you know, buffoonish tweets. Hillary Clinton's a murderer.
Yeah.
So why don't we make fun of that crazy Lady Macbeth character? You know?
Out, damn spot, out.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't get it. I don't get why Ted Cruz gets hit so hard. I'm like, listen, I get that he's not charismatic, but the guy makes some great points. I'm starting to get into Ted Cruz. I like what he did with
Zuckerberg.
With Zuckerberg,
that was amazing.
Because I'm a free speech guy and like normal conservative stuff where it's like spend less.
Right.
That's why Trump's bothered me lately with that one spending bill. I'm like,
that bill was awful. It was terrible.
I know, and I get the tariff thing, it's almost like an invading species to beat a species.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm all about free trade, but at the same time, I get the argument.
Yeah, they're stealing all of our IP, violating World Trade Organization treaties. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely right. So Cruz, he does this thing with Zuckerberg. People forget, because we think of these politicians as just cartoon characters. People forget that this guy is a genius. He's an amazing prosecutor. And so he's there, he's leading Zuckerberg on. He said, why did this guy get fired? Did you ever do this? And he's just baiting him. There's a difference, it seems to me, in intelligence between the left and the right, between our politicians on the left and the right. When it comes to Trump, He is very funny. He's not the prosecutor. He's this brilliant media guy.
Yeah.
Do you think his being so funny has anything to do with why left-wing comedians are not funny anymore?
Yes, because he's funnier than them.
Because he's funnier than they are.
So they're kind of mad. It's almost like, you know, your girl dumps you and she starts dating you or Ben Shapiro, one of these studs out there. You know, and you're like, oh no, she has a better life than me now, so I'm gonna just become like really mean and weird.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
And I just think that he's very good at being alpha.
Yeah.
He's just alpha. He's the guy that gets into a room, he's like, all right. And there's a certain type of man that just gets so angry at that. And they're starting to be like that with me, and I see it.
Yeah.
And I don't need their approval because I'm not into food made of soy.
You don't
because
love
because I value
you
the small amount of hair I have in my chest. I don't have a lot.
You can't afford to lose it.
I can't afford to lose any of it.
Uh-huh.
You know, this has taken me years.
Yeah.
And so any bit of tea I have, I got to hold on with
you.
Yeah,
that's right. I don't know. Of course. I finally had to take my Rachel Maddow glasses off.
Oh, dude, that's so funny.
It's too much.
Dude, the Rachel Maddow comparison made me laugh so hard. People think I look like Denzel.
Oh, yeah, I can see.
Washington.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I could see that. Yeah. With the alpha question, this you see this a lot on the internet. You saw Cassie J did that video. She was going to make this really feminist movie, and then she basically got convinced, and she said, men need to act more like men. Why?
Yeah.
Women pretend that they want really nice, sensitive guys who eat a lot of soy and like play acoustic guitar at the party or whatever.
Yeah.
They don't really like that.
No.
You get some.
They want
like,
someone with an AR-15.
They want someone with an AR-15. Why? Like, do they know that? Or is it like, how much is the culture diluting itself? Why is it telling men to behave like these little soy boys when everybody wants men to act like men?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I think part of it is this leftist lie of determinism versus free will, I think has permeated itself to all these nonsense arenas.
Mm.
I think that the foundation of so much thought is based on a simple lie that now it's entering places that you didn't even see coming.
Mm.
You know, it's just, it's random. It's just almost like our culture has rabies.
Yeah.
It's like, it doesn't even make sense. Like part of me thought that people wanted the sexes to be the same to sell more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Where if you can make women insecure about their bodies and sell them stuff, why not make men insecure about their bodies and sell them stuff? You know, if you can tax men at work, why not tax women at work? You know, because it usually is the most simple solution. Then the useful idiots, they get pushed to wherever someone wants to make $1 trillion off some weird thing. But now I don't know because I don't understand it. And I think that's oddly why feminists kind of team up with Islamists.
Mm.
Because it's like when you suppress nature that hard, they're like, I want, you know, when it's like men, I want a man to wear a dress just like me. And then they see a dude who like cuts a guy's head off and they're like, whoa.
It's like someone turned the temperature up.
Right. Yeah. It's like when you suppress what you are, it comes back with a vengeance.
Mm. Yeah. That's so true. It bubbles out. You get these total extremes. You see a lot of polarization that way. Speaking of the Islamists, what do you think the relationship is between God, belief in God, and comedy, if there is one?
I didn't used to think there was, but now I think it's starting to divide people a lot because if you don't believe in God or at least principles that guide your life, it's so easy to be tricked and pushed down weird paths.
Mm.
You know, if you don't have some sort of covenant, whatever it is to you, people can trick you with fear a lot easier and social approval. And then people need God in their life, so they'll make it CrossFit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, CrossFit is everything to me. And you're like, you're being duped.
Yeah, right.
You know?
A cult, yeah.
Right. And then people will just start seeing the government as God, where it's like, okay. Yeah. So now the government will dictate good and evil.
Uh-huh.
That's straight up religion at that right. point. And that's the problem with authoritarianism and socialism and communism, because they melt down all the church bells because yeah. God, you know, Solzhenitsyn said Russia lost God, and that's what happened. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's a major thing. And I didn't used to think that until recently. Like, now I'm starting to really see that, where if people are adrift,
yeah,
you know, a lot of these givens that I grew up with, that everyone knows to protect children, that everyone, you know, like the hashtag Me Too, I saw it as pound Me Too, which was very uncomfortable because I didn't know what a hashtag was. I'm 37, my man. That's a pound symbol.
Yeah, so it's the pound Me Too movement.
Very confusing for
that's,
me.
That's, wow, yeah, ironic. Yeah, ironic.
That's actually a Queen joke, oddly. It feels like it isn't, but it is, because that's a pound symbol. It's just a pun.
But it's fine.
Enough is enough. Pound Me Too. I'm like, I don't know what a hashtag is. This is very uncomfortable.
You're going to get me kicked off YouTube. You're going to get me permanently banned from Twitter when we put this up.
Just don't mention D-H-O-G, like that guy, who turned 18 today. Yeah. Game on, baby.
On that note, I've got to say goodbye to Facebook and YouTube. We're going to be back with more Owen for the last 10 minutes, but only for subscribers.
That's
I'm
right.
sorry.
Subscribe. Come on. You got to pay for value in this world.
You got to pay for value. Look, obviously we're going to get shut down by all the social media sites after this. I need to keep the lights on. I got a wedding coming up, guys.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That's huge.
Go to dailywire.com. It's 10 bucks a month, $100 for an annual membership. You'll get me. You'll get the Andrew Klavan Show. You get the Ben Shapiro Show, blah, 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 blah. Here it is. Look at this. Go to dailywire.com. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. We're back for the last 10 minutes or so.
Right.
I want to talk about what happens now that we've lost Facebook and YouTube.
Deadwood. They're not willing to pay.
What?
Let them go.
But what happens to us? What happens to right of center people who are in show business or politics once Facebook and YouTube and Twitter just permanently ban us? Seriously, what happens to the careers of right-wing people who ever go in front of a camera?
Have you ever seen someone have their shackles removed? When someone realized that shackles are nothing but cobwebs and they don't need approval from sociopaths, it's a blast. I compare it, don't get me wrong, there's been some hardships with the shamings and whatnot, but it's like that scene from Forrest Gump when all the ships were wrecked except his.
Yeah.
When all these people were imploding, being like, enough is enough. We must stop having guns in our house. I'm like, dude, I've seen you asleep on a homeless guy. Yeah. It's like, you are not an arbiter of morality.
You are not the moral
and the
authority.
Fact that I have become like seen as like the more moral family guy is hysterical.
Right.
Because I always consider myself more rebellious, more pirate-ish.
Right.
But like, I always thought that everyone at least wanted a good life.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's the thing that I don't understand is people are now taking pride in like an awful existence.
Just misery. Yeah.
Yeah. I was telling that to Crowder. I'm like, even like my whole life, I at least thought everyone wanted a family and mm-hmm. to believe in the right things.
I even want privilege. It's amazing now how privilege is a bad thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I own guns.
Yeah, that's a good privilege. Yeah. It is so crazy. Now, if the people say, like, you have privilege, you should get rid of that privilege.
Why would you not want privilege?
I definitely want privilege.
That's like, you have sandwich privilege. Throw it away. It's like eating the sandwich.
I'm for sure. I'm not even for one
Earned
second.
Earned it.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. It's the left doesn't like poor people. They hate rich people.
Mm.
And the way the free market works is if you're not a spiteful person, you realize that it rises all boats. Like, you're going to have a small amount of people with an insane amount of money.
Right.
But that's in nature. That's the Pareto distribution. So yeah. It's like your poor will be much better off in a free market. But the socialist is based around spite. It's Cain versus Abel. Like, literally, it's biblical.
It's just envy. It's just
envy. Oh, yeah.
Envy,
you're killing what you want. You're killing your ideal. Where it's like, right. if someone says, that guy's awesome, you have two options. I want to be like him or I want to kill him.
Yeah.
And the left says kill, and the right says, how do I become like that? How do I become like Dennis Prager?
That's right.
I'm going to work hard, get a fireplace.
Get a fireplace, smoke 150 cigars a day.
Yeah.
They do this. I think a lot of it is they hate themselves, the left. So they hate their culture. They hate themselves. They hate their sex or their race, or they hate all of that. And a lot of them are rich, and they hate that too. And there is a little secret here. Rich people are great.
Yeah.
Rich people have
well,
been
the right ones. I think it magnifies what you already are. I think that if you're a bad person and you're rich, you're like real bad. And if you're a good person, you're rich, you're real good.
Mm.
I think it's almost like soul steroids.
Yeah. Money is just soul
steroids. Yeah, because it's freedom. It's more freedom. Mm. And there's certain people that the more freedom they get, the more they're free to be awful.
Yeah.
And there's other people where the more freedom they get, the more they can build culture and have fun and do good things and have a big family. Yeah, right. Exactly. And I think that's all it is. All money is just another of infinite currencies like time and health. And, you know, time's a currency.
Right.
Money's just, it's almost like bottled time. Mm-hmm. That's intense, right?
That's, wow. Whoa, man. Really feel.
I don't even smoke weed.
Yeah.
That's au naturel,
yeah,
my man.
But we got a lot of covfefe in these leftist ears tumblers.
That's true.
Now, it is soul steroids. It's more freedom. It's more choice. It's more life. If you are not afraid of people, if you just kind of go do what you thing. And what is everyone so afraid of? Everyone is so afraid.
I'll tell you.
What is it?
It's a lot of people when they get money and success, they can no longer blame anyone but themselves. And when that happens, that's terrifying. Mm-hmm. And that's when people become these crazy people. It's when, like, I knew Chelsea Handler and she was really cool and funny. And then you see when people hit a certain point and they realize they can't blame their wall they're hitting and they have the freedom.
Yeah.
They realize that there's a burden to wealth. There's a burden to power. There's a burden to rights. Every right comes with a responsibility.
Yeah.
And that's what conservatism always drew me about conservatism is there's the weight of that. Like you know that free speech comes with the responsibility. Second Amendment comes with the responsibility of defending your own country. Like these aren't just gifts given from a parent to mm-hmm. to a screaming toddler,
right.
Which is what the left is becoming because they don't stand for anything. They just stand for the acquisition of power through a new currency of shame.
Yeah.
You know, like I had relatives fight like in the Civil War to end slavery and I'm supposed to feel some kind of guilt. Like they lined up in a row and just went, slavery's bad,
yeah.
And now I'm the bad guy. It's so hilarious. It's just like it's a joke.
That's absolutely right. I had some Knowleses too. Were in the Civil War.
Good for you.
They were on the right side.
Don't get me wrong. I had a couple on the other side.
Yeah, hey, you know it's family drama.
Bro,
families
family
have
drama.
Problems. You know.
Yeah.
The point on freedom, where they behave like screaming children. This is a really hard point because John Adams said. The American Constitution is for a moral and religious people.
Upright, totally.
People who can. If you can't discipline yourself, then a giant government is going to discipline you. Someone has to keep order. Do you see a hope on the horizon? Do you think that we'll be able to get a culture that's freer and that can laugh and has hope? And
yes. I'll tell you why, because my mom's been a little red pilled and she's 76.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because I've been kind of pushed her in certain points and she's more classical liberal. Now she's becoming like, where she's like
Attila the Hun.
Yeah, no, she's ready to sack Rome.
Yeah.
But I see that. I see that the more insane they're getting and the more that they isolate themselves in this little corner, it's becoming like when a comedian married to a Hispanic woman who's toured, you know, like Anne Hathaway, there's a video of her being like, is anyone else here a huge Owen Benjamin fan? You see Martin Scorsese clapping. Like when you got me and I'm now a Nazi, I'm a quarter Jewish Nazi.
Yeah, right.
I know I put the big in bigot.
You do put the big in. There's a lot of room for Nazi in there. You could quarter Jewish and then a lot of Nazi, right?
Don't get me wrong, the rest is all Nazi. All. But there's a lot of problems that come with that. Anyway, but when Dave Rubin is out. A gay guy married to a guy. It's like...
Unlike those gay guys married to girls, you know, they're doing their civic duty. Dave Rubin, he's all the way out.
He's married to a dude.
Yeah, that's right.
You gotta respect the commitment to that.
He's out now. He's an alt-right. He's a Nazi, according to, like, the New York Times.
He's a Jewish dude married to a dude who's a Nazi. The problem with that is then you can't identify actual Nazis.
That's true. Yeah. This is a real problem.
100%, that's a real problem. Because there are racists. And I'm so naive that every now and then someone will be like, I really like your comedy. I'm like, oh, thanks. They're like,
yeah, we must secure the existence of the white people.
Right, and I'm like, no. Like, guys, you're race socialists. You know? And they're just as wrong as socialists. Because it's like you're trying to get credit or some sort of thing for something you didn't earn.
Right.
It's this lazy, stupid thing.
Yeah.
And I want to be able to identify those guys. And now that everyone's a Nazi, no one's a Nazi.
That's exactly right. This is, they did this before the alt-right and the Nazi thing. They did it with race. and they say, you know, like, you're a racist, he's a racist, you want to lower taxes, you're a racist. Like, you know, I actually don't judge people on the basis of race. I actually don't think.
Me neither, to the point to my own detriment.
Yeah.
Where you almost have to be a racist to be a leftist, because you have to think, like, race is everything. This is the only thing I can say so I don't get yelled at.
Right, that's right.
Yeah.
But you know, I think race basically means nothing, but I think culture means everything.
Exactly.
Culture means
Black,
so much.
Black, redneck, white, liberal should be read by every American child.
Yeah.
Like, you literally will see, Thomas Sowell just shows you the blueprint of all of it, how culture is everything.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so important, just the habits of cultures, you know, and how you can have a group of Koreans come here with a mat and a dream and they own 3 dry cleaners in 5 years. Mm-hmm. You know, it's because of the culture. And it's and you can't label that privilege.
Right. Yeah. You know? Any privilege. That's work.
Like, I know that's a dude work. Who can barely speak English. He's a great dude. Owns 3 dry cleaners.
That's 3 more dry cleaners than I own. I've been here my whole life.
He works 25 hours a day because they figured out some loophole with the equation. They got another hour.
It was a great contribution of the Korean Peninsula.
They're legit.
So you're hopeful for the culture.
100% hopeful.
Are you hopeful for Hollywood?
No, God, no. No, they're done. They're Blockbuster and Netflix is on the scene.
Yeah.
It's decentralizing. And they're pumping money. Someone's pumping money into it because I think it's a propaganda wing of some socialist entities.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't make any, they're not even making Gladiator Braveheart anymore. There's no individual against a corrupt state. Like 300 would never be made now. Now it's like The Shape of Water in your glass. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. It's so profound how nothing matters.
It really spoke to me. It really, yeah.
Even though I love The Hunger Games' books and stuff, it still has a postmodern twist where at the end, no one's right or wrong.
Yeah, right.
And you're like, right. No, that's not how reality is. If you live an honorable life, even when you're being tortured, you're okay. That's the whole point. And so now that they're making this whole there is no good or evil, it'll all fall.
And who cares what they think? Nobody watches that. The Oscars ratings were down 20% this year over last year's 9-year low.
And most of the people were just doing it to tweet snarky things like me.
Like me, yeah. Yeah. I had to watch it.
That was when I first got labeled a bigot because no one got the joke. Because I was like, I even tweeted, I go, every time they do a joke against white people, I'm going to do a joke about black people and watch them freak out. And dude, they freaked out so hard. I thought everyone was going to high five me like, oh, it's so profound, Owen. Look at what you revealed. And they're like, no, but this is you now. This we is think you, this.
You're
and I'm like,
racist.
Have you ever read, Jonathan Swift?
Yeah.
Like, this is what we do.
But with them, satire is dead. They've transcended satire. It's why they
because
can't
it
be
reveals
funny.
The lie. Right. That's why I get obsessed with pejoratives, because it reveals the biggest lies.
Mm.
Because the thing that gets the most flack has the most amount of heat on it.
Yeah, right.
And one of the biggest ones is the narrative that being black inherently makes you a victim, therefore the welfare state will never go anywhere. And that's why that word has such heat on it, because that word unlocks the soft bigotry of all expectations to the point where the whole thing falls down.
Yeah, right.
And that's why, but I never have called a black person that. I call Trudeau that. And that's what really throws people for a loop. And I call him a snow monkey. An ice pack trying to run across the border for our health care. See how that messes with your brain? Because there's no racism in it. But you get that thing where you're like, is this bad? Yeah. No, he's mocking it. And so that's why one of my buddies said that if you don't have an IQ of at least 110, I seem insane. Yeah. But if you're at all intelligent, it's wicked funny.
That and you, by the way, speaking of exposing the big lie, you've exposed that lie with Hollywood, which is keep your mouth shut, don't deviate, we'll ruin you, we'll ruin your career. And you're bigger than ever.
I'm 6'7", bro.
You are still.
You think they're gonna call? Dude, I'm a lumberjack, like for real. Like my brother cuts down trees, so whenever I was in hot water, 20 an hour, let's chop.
Let's do it, yeah.
And so I'm not intimidated by Jimmy Kimmel's tears. Yeah. I think this is all his
fill
tears.
Fill them up. Could we get, that's a good vintage, a nice 2018 vintage.
Because they have no backbone in person, ever.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
Like if I walked into the improv or something like that, I'll see people that tweeted that I was human garbage and my wife should leave me, literally just look at me and shrink. And it's hysterical.
They didn't realize how big you are.
Bro, I was a heckler at a Renaissance fair in high school. Like people threw tomatoes in my face and I figured out how to like cripple someone's ego. You just attack what they have pride in, not what they are.
Do you think on that exact point, conservatives to make it, even in just the common culture right now, corporate environment, whatever, do they need a really thick skin, or what is it? How do you survive?
Liberals need a thick skin because they hate
conservatives
themselves.
Already have it.
Yeah. Like if you have a belief system in bad times, you can make it through. You're like, we're suffering right now, but it's all good. Right. A liberal, if they're in bad times, they got to stay away from rope.
Mm. Like, that's what, yeah, no, seriously.
No, this is all real.
Because like the left doesn't have a core of its belief. The conservatives have a core. They don't need the thick skin because they have a core of belief.
Solzhenitsyn talked about how Christians in a gulag were more free than communists outside. Because if you are, you can take punishment if you have a core. And if you don't, every punishment is just one thing you don't get because you're motivated by the hedonic treadmill. And that you can never get enough.
Yeah.
And that's why you see such like sexual deviancy and insane drug use because
and that's just in the studio. Yeah, right.
Bro, that's me right. This is pure black tar heroin. Leftist black tar heroin. Like I'm chasing a hard dragon right now. And it won't stop until I'm dead. I'm gonna go listen to some Velvet Underground as soon as we're done.
Well, on that note, we gotta let Owen go listen to some Velvet Underground with whatever is in the leftist.
Pure black tar heroin.
Owen,
talk about a tumble.
Talk about a real tumble all the way down.
Can I plug some stuff?
Yeah, plug everything. Where can everybody find you?
Patreon.com/WDTL, because if you pay as little as a dollar, it gets rid of all the trolls, and they won't shut you down, because trolls don't pay. Also, Vimeo.com/Owen Benjamin, and HugePianist.com for tour dates, Pittsburgh, Kirkland, there's a bunch of them in there.
Just huge pianist.
Pianist, yeah. I'm 6'7". I play classical piano.
Yeah, there we go. That and you're going on tour. You're playing some dates around the country.
Yeah, yeah. Always doing live. It lets me know what's real and what isn't. Like see the real people react.
Amazing. Definitely check Owen out. You got to go to all of that. Go
on Patreon. I love hanging with you, bro. This is
a
blast.
It's we'll keep going because I want to finish a little bit of the heroin.
Bro,
after
I haven't slept in 3 days. This is pure crack cocaine.
It just keeps changing. I'm Michael Knowles. Owen is a bigot. This is the Michael Knowles Show. I'll see you tomorrow.
The Michael Knowles Show is a Daily Wire Forward Publishing production. Executive producer, Jeremy Boring. Senior producer, Jonathan Hay. Supervising producer, Mathis Glover. Our technical producer is Austin Stevens. Edited by Alex Zingaro. Audio is mixed by Mike Coromina. Hair and makeup is by Jesua Olvera. Copyright Forward Publishing 2018.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.